Having just come back from a four-week holiday away, I have my own long list of gardening jobs to attend to. Cutting the grass is, however, surprisingly not one of them, as the extreme heat has meant that the grass hasn't grown very much at all. But when I do feel the need to mow the lawn, I might not want to refer to Neil Haverson's description of his recent experience. Here is Neil with his last word.
I do like a stripe. When I cut my lawn, I take great care to mow a straight path. Many years ago, a groundsman told me his secret for getting his cricket pitches looking immaculate. What you do, he told me, is to fix your eye on a point at the other end of the lawn and walk towards it. Don't look down at the mower. I tried it, and it does work. Though my mind wanders sometimes and I drift off course. You'll probably find this rather sad, but I get great satisfaction standing at the kitchen window admiring my freshly mown lawn, the parallel stripes and the precisely trimmed edges. Recently I hadn't had a chance to mow for a while, so the grass had got rather long. With the eager anticipation of a child about to be bought an ice cream, I got the mower out of the shed. I inherited this machine from my father almost 20 years ago. Goodness knows how long he had it before that. But with an annual service, it continues to splutter away and serve up my stripes. The drive belt has become stretched, so I have to push it, but I figure that's a bit of exercise I wouldn't otherwise have had. I filled up with petrol and lined it up on the lawn. I heaved the cord pull to start the engine. Nothing. I heaved again. And again. In fact, I heaved until the air was thick with the smell of petrol. Knowing that in my desperation I had flooded it, I cursed and left it standing there to dry out. This was serious. I know nothing about engines. If it was a car, I could phone the A. What was I to do? Fortunately, I do have a backup, a hover mower. This one inherited from my father-in-law. I unwound the extension lead and plugged it into the mains, the one of those gadgets that stops you getting frazzled if you cut the cable. It's years since I used the hover, and I had to unravel the mower cable, which had managed to tie itself into a series of knots that would have made a Boy Scout proud. I'd lost the knack of electric mowing. I tried going in straight lines in the hope of achieving some sort of stripe, but in wrestling with the cable, I ended up tacking up and down the lawn. Years ago, I read that gardening guru Alan Titchmarsh said the thing to do was to loop the cable over your shoulder. I tried this, but after a few more sweeps, I was wound up in the cable to the point of near asphyxiation. Eventually, I completed mowing, but what a mess! No stripes and masses of grass cuttings. With no grass box, the clippings had gone everywhere. Frustration peaked. I screwed up my fists and contorted my face with anguish. I emitted a sound that would have aroused the local canine population. Okay, deep breath, out with the rake and clear it up. I did the best I could, but when I assumed my position at the kitchen window, I was confronted with what looked like a field a farmer had cut to give his animals some hay. I fancy it's time for a new machine. I wonder if B&Q would let me take two or three home to evaluate their striping performance. I should add that I do all the mowing. Mrs. H did have a bash some years ago. The drive belt was functioning then, and the lawnmower ran away with her. We ended up with something resembling a bizarre crop circle. She never did earn her stripes.
Thank you, Neil. As I've said before, you always paint a very vivid picture of Haverson family life, and we always enjoy it.